Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm speaking with Rusty Harris. And first of all, tell me what you do, Rusty.
I'm the county extension agent in Worth County, Georgia.
I understand they grow a few peanuts there.
Yeah, I think we're the number one peanut producer in the state of Georgia, so we know a few things about peanuts.
I bet you do. Well, I understand the Georgia Peanut Commission has sponsored you coming here this year, and this is your first time. What do you think so far?
Well, this is a great conference, and I hope to come back. It's really an honor to be able to come to this conference and be sponsored by the Peanut Commission. So I'm proud that we have a winner from our county, and that allowed me to come and ride his coattails here to the conference. And but this is a very nice place to be.
Well, this type of conference provides some educational opportunities, social opportunities, networking with each other. How would you characterize just what you've seen in terms of the ability to interact with other with growers and maybe some folks like you that are from some other parts of the country?
Yeah, I think this is the premier meeting that I've ever been to that allowed peanut growers from different regions of the state and different states to interact with one another. They also have that ability to get to know people from industry that are outside maybe the normal realm of individual that they would deal with. And, you know, it gives a broad exposure to multiple different subject areas here and allows a grower to really learn about very different things maybe than what he's accustomed to. And if he chooses to, he can also relearn some of the same things that he's heard in winter meetings and read in magazines. And this is just a great opportunity for a grower to take advantage of.
What are some of the things that are going on in your county and your area that right now are probably maybe most relevant or important to growers this point in the season?
Well, right now we're entering the 60 to 80 days after planting time period, and it's very dry in the county. So one of the main issues we're having to contend with is irrigation or lack thereof. Other things are white mold, which is a major disease for peanuts every year, but things are shaping up to be a pretty tough year for white mold. And you know, we've got some insect issues that are bubbling to the surface, but all in all, nothing major is going on. It's just a normal year, maybe just a different spin on what we deal with from year to year.
So things, you know, with that in mind, things look pretty good, you'd say?
I think so. We've got, you know, we've got another 60 days basically to make a crop. So a lot can happen then. So if we start getting rain, we could have as good a crop as we've ever had. We don't get rain, maybe as bad a crop as we've ever had. So we're, you know, we're caught in the middle right now just trying to get by.
There's always that thing called weather, you know, that has such a major impact.
That's right. Mother Nature does not like to be wrangled.
All right. Well, it is great to meet you and talk to you here, Rusty Harris, with University of Georgia Extension Service in Worth County, I believe you said. All right. Here from the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.